find more BS on comp.com.
Yesterday, we found out that Izzy hurt her foot, and then she had a guy living with her for a while. And look, they're just friends, okay? It's just this platonic. There's nothing going on there.
Did you say plutonic?
Platonic. But here's the thing. Izzy, we need to let you know that you are unaware that a bunch of dudes are in love with you.
Dude, there's a guy right now telling his mom he lives with you. Guaranteed.
Like, you don't get it. Like, you're oblivious to the fact that these guys are literally throwing themselves at you.
No, and you know why?
And you're
why?
Why?
Because I am very upfront and honest with anybody.
Except yourself.
I always say, I'm not dating right now.
No,
and
you
they
are.
They say, okay.
It doesn't mean that these morons aren't going to...
Exactly.
It's like a girl that tries to change Greg. Okay, Greg's like, this is who I am. This is what I want to be. I'm 40 some years old, and girl's like, you're my new project. And then what happens? The girl gets shattered.
If you tell them up front, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. No. Greg's like, hey, this is what I want. This is who I am. This is what's going on.
And they're like, yeah, I'm cool with that. And then a week later, they're not happy
cool
about
with
that.
It at all. Because, that's the point. And that's what these guys are doing to you.
Well, it makes me feel better to be upfront and honest, because then when they ask me out and I turn them down... I'm not saying, I told you already. Yes. I don't know why the hell you're doing this.
Correct. I'm not saying that that's not the problem. The problem is that you're oblivious that these guys...
I don't think she's oblivious.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, you think she knows what she's doing?
You know, we've met, 30 guys now that are her best friend?
Yeah, she has 30 dudes that are best friends. We've met one girl. Her name's Dash.
This one guy drove from Oklahoma to here to pick her up from the airport.
That's true. The guy's just like, I'll pick you up.
Yeah.
Really? You're three time zones away? Doesn't matter.
Dude.
I'll pick you up from the airport.
It literally just texted me this morning, too. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good guy, though. You guys met him twice.
He seems like a good guy.
Nothing wrong with the guy. We're not saying anything's wrong with any of these guys.
I've met lots of good guys now.
My point. That's not the point. The point is that you, I think, okay, to Greg's point, maybe you are aware of it, but you're denying.
She is. Totally.
Where you're telling yourself, look, I told him I want to be friends, whatever. But then you let these, like a guy stay in your house for days.
Offered.
Okay.
Yeah. I think a lot of guys would offer to stay at your house.
Okay. Guy stays at your house for days because you have a hurt ankle. He's like, I'll help you. I'll carry you everywhere.
He was there when the accident happened.
Did he carry you up the stairs?
He helped. Yeah. Because I didn't have crutches at that point. Mm-hmm. I didn't have crutches till the next day when I went to urgent.
Yeah.
No, he didn't carry me like that. I had my arm around him and I had one hand on the rail and I was hopping up. But he was He was like a human crutch on one side.
Ah, I see.
He's your human crutch.
Uh huh.
Yeah. This is your crutch. You let these dudes in. You are, to your credit, you are upfront and honest. Like, hey, I'm not looking to date anybody. I'm looking to... But hey, if you want to stay in my house for a couple days and wait on me hand and foot,
in the spare bedroom.
Totally doesn't mixed matter. Signals.
Yes. Mixed signals.
Yeah.
Mixed signals.
He thinks... This is what he thinks. He thinks, she's saying that right now. But if I can get in her house and take care of her for a couple days...
She'll see that I'm a giver.
Exactly.
That's manipulative.
Then all of a sudden she'll be like, oh, hey, I forgot to tell you, my boobs are hurt too, or whatever.
Right. Yeah. You know that guy loves you. I just want to let you know that I would never stay in my... It could be my best friend. It could be my brother. It could be my own mother's house. I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, no. Go get someone to do this for you. Hire help or call your loved one, like a husband or a wife, to get this done.
But he's not the only guy.
And that's my point. So it's obviously her thing.
Dude, Izzy's awesome because she'll come support things, right? She'll come to your shows.
Yeah.
Every time she comes to one of the podcast things we do, she had a different guy with her or something. Yeah.
She's like, hey, this is my buddy.
I met this guy through Huff's doctor's drug dealer.
Yeah, my friend Adam.
And, that guy. And then the guy that picked us up, and then the other guy, and the guy that stayed at your house,
Matt.
And then the other guy, and the pinecone guy, and the other whatever guy.
Yeah, screw that guy.
All right, but still.
But my point is, there's a lot of dudes in your life.
Yeah, I have a lot of male friends.
Have you ever seen Something About Mary?
No.
Okay, because there is 12 guys yeah. that all want exactly. your heart. And Izzy is oblivious
That's
to yeah. every single
That's
one
true.
Of them.
Yeah. They are all completely platonic friendship.
Yeah, to you.
And at the end, we're going to find out she used to be engaged to Flurry for the night.
Yeah.
Nice.
yeah. Izzy
it
comes
is
in, she's
possible
like,
to have friends of the opposite sex where nothing happens.
Not for a guy.
Yes,
not not in his brain, I'm saying. Not in his brain.
Here's what I'm saying. You should be aware, if you're denying it, which maybe I agree with Greg, you're lying to yourself, that this guy loves you. But maybe you should just be aware that by letting these guys wait on hand and foot.
I really needed the
in
help.
In your house.
Like, it's really hard to do this alone.
That's great.
I've taken three trips. My knees are bruised because I have to crawl up the stairs because I can't hold things and crutch up the stairs. It's been a nightmare being alone yeah. doing this.
It just happens to be a guy that climbs. And mm-hmm.
then, yeah. yeah, he's yeah. one of my climbing friends.
Right.
Well, your orderly has nice traps.
Yes.
He does have nice traps.
yeah. Izzy's orderly literally rappels down the stairwell, picks her up, puts her. Do you piggyback
Actually,
ride him up the
it.
Stairs?
He would sleep shirtless, and then the middle of the night uh-huh. he'd come in and be like, "Do you need ice? Do you need that?"
That's so funny.
Yeah, he comes yeah. in
Let
shirtless.
Let me go get you frozen.
Yeah. Did he lean against the door frame?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What do you need?
Before
you need
before he went there, he wet his fingers, splashed it on his chest yes, a little bit, exactly. like glistening.
Yeah. He's like, oh, sorry, I was just putting my yeah. baby oil
yeah.
on.
Yeah, yeah. Tensing his abs up. Right. Yeah.
The moonlight's like glistening off his body.
I'm sorry, I was just shaving my chest. I thought I heard you needed help. Is that something?
yeah. She's like, no, I'm fine. He walks away, comes back. Did you say something?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what was that? Oh, you didn't say anything? Oh, I thought I heard you say that you needed me yeah. for
oh
life.
I thought you said there was space in your bed. I mean, I know I'm tired. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah. It's fine. Do you want me to fluff your pillow? For your foot. I mean for your foot.
He did a really great job.
I'm sure he did. Yes, yeah. exactly.
I like him. He's nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's
yeah. very nice. Very kind.
Sorry, I was just
helpful.
In my room doing all kinds of dips. And,
yeah.
Got a good pump going on. I was just wondering if you need something.
I was in
me.
My room planning routes, and I thought maybe...
That's right. I was like, you know what? Her ankle's hurt, but maybe she needs a foot rub at the same time. You know, I'm going to be here for a couple days. I already called off work. And,
yeah.
It's great.
They don't need me back at Jiffy Loop till Wednesday, so
Shut
stay.
Up. Stop. Drop it.
Have you talked to this guy since?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what happened?
Yeah, he visited yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You guys are so annoying.
What?
This is why I never tell you anything, because we're like big brothers.
Yeah. We're also a big brother for that guy because we're about to tell that guy, hey, don't waste your time, pal.
Yeah.
That's a dead end. You cannot change her. All right?
Yeah. That's one mountain you cannot climb, my friend.